A possible merger of U.S. Airways and Delta Airlines has many industry analysts wondering whether the deal will work. U.S. Airways is still in the process of merging with America West Airlines. That process has not always been smooth. Both carriers have different corporate structures, and there's always tough negotiations with labor unions on everything from seniority to benefits packages. But very few people have stopped to ask themselves, what's in it for flyers, the people who actually keep airlines in business? Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from Dallas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And does an airline merger ever result in more service, lower prices, and better on-flight service?
Well, some do and some don't. The majority of them haven't, although the interesting thing is that many mergers actually open the door to new competition from low-fare competitors. And so travelers do end up with more options.
Well, explain to us how that works. I mean, I'm going to fill in blanks that maybe I shouldn't, but does JetBlue exist in part because some of the formerly major carriers made cutbacks on their New York-LA, New York-San Francisco service?
Yeah, in a global sense, JetBlue does exist because a lot of carriers had pulled back in New York and created that opening. Mm-hmm. JetBlue came in with lower costs and was able to take advantage of higher cost competition that just couldn't keep up with its low fares on New York, Los Angeles, and New York to Florida, things like that.
So there are other airlines that have stepped into the breach when what we used to call the major carriers fall down?
Sure. The Southwest is probably the best example, and they've been very opportunistic in merger situations. Go back to the late 80s, and American bought Air Cal out in California, U.S. Airways bought PSA, and Delta bought Western. Those were all big West Coast airlines. Almost all of the service that those guys bought has disappeared, and it's been replaced mm-hmm. by Southwest to a large extent. Southwest just jumped in while those other guys were struggling to make their mergers work and took away their customers.
Was it just a matter of expanding airlines, more gates were available that people hadn't bought up before? What happened?
Well, more gates became available as airlines consolidated and merged. In the United States, you can fly anywhere you wanted at any time you want. You don't need any kind of route authority from the government. So you can get some gates at Los Angeles International and get some gates in Oakland and start flying between the two cities. And that's what they did. They used some of the outlying smaller airports like Burbank. And instead of San Francisco International, they built up in Oakland, but also San Jose and Orange County and places like that, and really became a powerhouse just by grabbing a little bit here and there and stitching it all together.
I can remember a few years ago when Delta was considered to be the fastest growing, most successful U.S. airline. So what happened in the space of less than a generation to drive Delta to bankruptcy?
Delta, you know, sort of rose with the growth of the South, did very well and defeated Eastern in Atlanta and really was, as you say, on a roll. But ValueJet came along and started hitting them in Atlanta, and that was replaced by AirTran. AirTran has a huge operation now in Atlanta. They carry some 10 or 15 million passengers a year that Delta doesn't have. When Southwest and JetBlue and others started competing against Delta in Florida and offering cheaper fares, Delta really has struggled to cut its costs and to live in that low-fare environment.
Do you expect this merger to be approved?
It's very difficult to say because it's hostile, because Delta management is fighting it. A lot of the analysts are putting odds at 50% or greater. The tricky thing in bankruptcy is that a company really doesn't have full control over their own destiny, and they're at the mercy of creditors and a judge. And if U.S. Airways has come in with a better deal and they're offering $4 billion of cash that wasn't there a couple days ago, then I think there's a good chance that they may succeed.
Scott McCartney, who writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Great to be with you.